Okay, so Perik Yud needs Chazora, Hot Sugya, the interface of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, and the two sugyas of Sheifas, Utsainas, yearnings, aspirations, unattached or detached from the sugya of Maisa. That's the Chazora you need to do, and you need to do it because not just theoretically, but practically, you're going to encounter it all the time. Okay, let's take one step forward. Okay, we'll update some of the stuff here. You'll see some of it is 100% on track. Some of it needs to just be upgraded a bit. It's called Ikfas de Mashiach. Heard that term before? Try and understand it a little bit. Kashem sheba avoidus hayochid al kol echad lahakir es atzmo v'das mihu. The same way in the avoid of the yochid, which is what we've been dealing with up to now at length, everybody needs to recognize himself, to know who he is, magod lusoy, matafkidoy. Person has to know what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are, what his mission is. Umahu adove hayochidi hamiyachad eto. He has to find that nekuda of uniqueness he has that makes him unique, what his pleasure is. Kemuvu le'il, as we've mentioned above, kach gam b'kol dor v'dor muteles achoy v'libboinan maya tafkid hamiyuchad shel isador. That's the microcosm, but at the macrocosmic level, every door, every generation has a unique tafkid, and it's incumbent upon us to find out what that is. L'kol t'kufa yesh tafkid miyuchad v'shlichas miyuchedes. Each era, each generation, or whatever you want to cut that up as, has a unique mission. Therefore, we need to try and get in touch with what is the unique mission of this generation. This generation is probably the most unique of all the generations. It's called Do Ikfasid Mashiach, the heel of Mashiach, whatever that means. The 15 simonim of Mashiach that's enumerated there in the end of Masechta Sota have all been fully established. There's no, well, maybe there's not, maybe yet. They've all been fully established. You want to take them out and look at it yourself, go through it. There've been svarim written about it. All 15 of the simonim for Mashiach have all been Mekayim. And we are... The happening happened. Must be 9:40. What? Without even looking. Oh, he's a bit early today. Good. And we're just standing and waiting. As all the Gedolim sort of said, the Chaim spoke about it a lot. Pitom will happen. As a result of the uniqueness of generation, we need to go through the final mivchan. It's a mivchan agmar shel klal Yisrael lifnei boi ha-geula. The final test before the final geula. Harika yud beis miyud gimel ikrim hu. The 12th of the yud gimel ikrim. We've been focusing a lot on the first, but the 12th of the 13. I believe with Imun Shleima in the coming of Mashiach. And even though he delays, nevertheless, I wait for him every day that he should come. It's a very interesting Ikar of all the 13. And there's something very unique in it. All the Yud Gimel Ikarim, except for this one, require you to have Imun Shleima. And that's it. Imun Shleima, that's it. Yeah, you actually have to do something. Hamein bedvorim alolu mavchin ki lo day laham in sheyo v'yom ha-mashiach achen yigir. It's not enough to just wait and know that Mashiach's coming. I have imuna that Mashiach's coming, gesundheit. Well, I'll get on with my life. But I have imuna that he's going to come. Ella, benois lefachach ha-tzepia levoa Mashiach chelik bilti nivrad mi'ikai muna b'yosor. There's an added dimension. You have to be waiting for Mashiach. And that waiting is an inseparable part of the imuna of the fact that he's going to come. Because it says, "Vafo pishim ismameir im kol ze achakelo." Not enough to say, "I have imuna that Mashiach is going to come. I have imuna that he's going to be tchias amaisim. I don't have to sit there and wait for it." Doesn't say that. "Vafo pishim ismameir kol ze ani machakelo sheyavo." But bias Mashiach, you have to do something. It's not enough to just be ma'amin, and it seems that they're doing has something to do with the imuna. So we have to understand what's going on here. More than this, Harambam Hilchas Malachim Peregud Aleph Kosov. V'kol mi she'enu ma'amin bo, everyone, someone who doesn't have imuna in the Bias HaMashiach, o mi she'enu mechake lebiyosoy, or he's not waiting for Mashiach, there's imuna that Mashiach's coming. He's just not waiting because I know that he'll come when he gets here. I'll deal with it, but now I'm busy with other things. I'm not waiting. Lo b'sha nevim bilvad hu koifa. He's not just a koifa in all the nevim. Ela b'teira u'b'moyshe rabbeinu. He's koifa in teira and in moyshe. Klaima. Sheham tona v'atzapia ha'ika v'sherish b'imuna b'bias ha'mashiach. The root of the imuna in Bias HaMashiach is the waiting, the yearning. V'yesh lavin, ma'u ikat tomen b'tzapia, u'bahamtana l'Bias HaMashiach, madua mi she'enim ha'kel onech shav k'koifu b'toira. Someone is not waiting. He believes in Mashiach, as imuna shleima that Mashiach is going to come. But he's not waiting, he doesn't have a tzapia, whatever the gedorim of that are. K'koifu b'ikan, all the rules of a k'koifu apply to him. What's going on here? Ma kurepo. Something's not understood. Rambam atzmoi v'hemshech dvarav sham mevaya shemikiven shatoyre ha'idu al biyosu shel Mashiach v'hu einu ma'amin b'kach harei hu koifa. Since the Torah tells us there's going to be a Mashiach and this guy doesn't have imuna in it, so then he's a koifa. Said ach adayin ha'inyan tzarech bi'a madu mi she'enu metzape lo nikra koifa. While someone is not waiting for Mashiach, it's called the Koifer. Harei u'ma'amin b'kol liba b'mashe kosu b'terush ha'mashiach yavo. He'll give up his life for that imuna, that Mashiach's going to come. Just he's not waiting for him. So he's a Koifer b'ikah. Where's the kfiri? Where's the kfiri in the not waiting? He's not ma'amin, I understand. He's not ma'amin. B'sed, it's like all the other 12 ma'amin. You don't have imuna in it. You're a Koifer, b'sed. But he's ma'amin. He's ma'amin more than anybody else. He's the biggest ma'amin in Mashiach we ever met. I'm lo mechakeh lo. Chayfa be'ikah. So obviously, he said nothing. Yes, it all came. More than this. V'kiyesh yodi she'enu mechakeh l'vias ha'mashiach she'vodo kom b'tzoroso. Show me the Jew who, when you tell him, are you waiting for Mashiach? No, not really. No, what's the rush? Show me somebody who's not waiting for Mashiach to take him out of his tzoros. Who's not waiting for Mashiach? After last night, anybody can turn around and say, I'm not waiting for Mashiach? Are you dead? Someone's not waiting for Mashiach. He's not waiting for Mashiach. Would come. Tech Mashiach, Rak Mashiach. No, who's not waiting for Mashiach? But I call Haba Sevel and Oevrim, and me any rate says, I'm a Mashiach. He's suffering so much before Mashiach to come. Who's not waiting for Mashiach? Umedibra Ramash and Shalom Shani Machakele, Doido Bashita Kolshu. What makorepo? Okay, the other question. Huh? What? I said, what did Gedorim actually waiting for Mashiach? Good, we have to see. But once a day, you don't think to yourself, I wish Mashiach would come. You don't think about Mashiach at all. You get a call from the bank manager, you get a call from the doctor, you get a call from the Rebbe in Cheder. You get, come on. You open up a newspaper if you're still silly enough to do that. You don't think like, you don't have a few. I was in a vial last night of a 24-year-old girl who suffered horrific sufferings for almost 2 years. The last 6 months she was on a machine in her throat that prevented her from speaking and eating. She was fed through tubes. 24-year-old Dharma. No one there was thinking, well, wish Mashiach would come. I had a fleeting thought. Seven Leviathans taking place today from the Vayakas. No one thought, well, wish Mashiach would come, because you don't have a solution to our problems. Maybe Mashiach will come. Well, no, nobody thought about that bichlal. It's hard to think a day goes by where you don't think, well, wish Mashiach would come. I guess that would be a minimum waiting. I don't know what the exact Gedorim are. Good question. I don't know. About, at least when you say the Yud Gimel Ikarim in the morning after davening, if you have time to do that. So when you say Vav Pishen, Bechol Yom Achake Lo, as you live it, little Knech, oh, I wish he would come already. That's the minimum Kiyum, I guess. Let's see.
What is the Tavkid of the Mashiach?
A good question. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. When Mashiach comes, I won't need Mashiach. I need Mashiach now before he comes. When Mashiach comes, Mala Arex Dale, the world will be full of God, God knowledge. Mashiach won't be that crucial for me. I need Mashiach now when there's no God. When Mashiach comes, who'll need Mashiach? I'll have God, and there'll be the world will be full of God knowledge.
That's what he's going to bring.
He's the king. That he is, for sure that he is.
Maybe he's just like to open the door, and then after that, you know, he's the key.
Unlikely. He will continue to be the king. We seem to be the Mashiach.
Okay. That's what we're bringing.
Oh, everybody knows what we need Mashiach for now and what's going to happen when he comes.
The reason why we need Mashiach is in order to have Molad Deus Hashem.
And now I've got Molad Deus Hashem. Sure, Mashiach, go back to bed. Lo tzarich oto.
Sure, that doesn't mean you don't need Mashiach.
When Mashiach comes, then well, there'll be Molad Molad Deus Hashem. I don't need Mashiach anymore. Seems I need Mashiach for Yemos HaMashiach. It's called Yemos HaMashiach. It's not called Yemos Deus Hashem. It's called Yemos HaMashiach. 1,000 years of it. Oh, so good. I don't know what I need Mashiach for. Let's see. Good. Excellent. The Vatala Aynes Shailos Elu, Aleinu Libchoynes Atzmeinu B'chanot. We have to have a good look at ourselves and understand ourselves a little bit in order to understand these questions about Mashiach. האם אני באמס מחכה למשיח? האם אני מצפה לו באמס? What kind of a question is that? Of course I'm waiting for Hashem באמס. Put up your hand, who's not waiting for Mashiach? באמס. No one, everyone's waiting for Mashiach. Everyone's yearning for him. האם הולה דייתי שאני רואה לזכות לקבל את פונו? Do I really believe that I'm worthy to face Mashiach? To greet Mashiach? Everybody, Dovin HaMelech, they couldn't bring Mashiach. They also cried and davened and yearned and tzakad. They were waiting for Mashiach kol yom. It didn't come for them, so who's going to come now? Don't give me a favor. Nikach ledugma is Dorim Shel Marona Beis Yosef Arizal. Let's try and just have a little peep. Not that we can understand too much about them, but have a peep into the generations of Beis Yosef and Arizal. Take a walk through Tzvat. Ein beyecholteinu l'tayer es hoyt hakadumim asher yechofef al ir hakodesh Tzvat Beis Yom. We have no way of understanding the Kedusha, the Tara that flowed around Tzfat in those days. Who was the Rav of the Shul? Beis Yosef, nonetheless. The Shamash was the Haredim. Hamasheir Elokai Reb Shlomo Alkabetz HaYochazim. The Chazim was the Mechaber of Lechadodi, Reb Shlomo Alkabetz, the greatest Mukubolim. Ha'al Sheikh HaKadosh Shimesh Kamagid Mishorim Valgayim Moron Ariya Kodosh. And above all of them was the Ariya Kodosh.
Yeah.
That's a Chosh Beminyan. The streets are full of people like that. The Ramak, the V'amnam Anasoros Tzadikim V'kadoy She'elyon Ha'ishek Kol Laila Kamu B'chatzoy Sokoyni B'nefesh Moron Golos Hashkina. And among them, tens and tens of tzaddikim who got up in the middle of the night and sat on the floor and cried and said, Tikkun chatzos for the terrible golus and the Mashiach should come. The Murat Kozos, the Mashiach lo yagir b'doilom. Mashiach never came. We have a hard time getting up in the middle of the night once during the 3 weeks to say, who does that? A few tzaddikim today, apparently, but that's just for a week before Tisha B'Av, maybe. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of philosophical, you can fetch it out. But philosophically, put aside, do you really, really believe Mashiach never came for all those people, he's going to come for you? You really believe that? Or do you have a few doubts about it?
I
haven't
even
doubted. Huh? We feel worthy to greet Mashiach? Do we really believe there's something we can fix up, we can do in Kedusha, in Ruchnias, that the entire generation of the Beis Yosef and the entire generation of Rabbi Akiva, the we have no idea what we're talking about. The Nevi'im couldn't bring Mashiach. What is? No, there has to be a tikkun that they couldn't do, and I'm going to be able to do it. What, do you really believe that? Not theoretically, not philosophically, in your kishkas. You really believe. They didn't, but I can. No, seems not. Seems not, because I know that Mashiach is going to come, and going to come in this generation where we don't have that level. So what is it that I believe that I can add? That they couldn't, that's going to bring Mashiach. Do I really believe in myself that much? Outside, you see a guy standing at the bus stop here. So what are you waiting for? He says he's waiting for the flight to London. I was thinking about you last week. I was mamash thinking about you last week and thinking, how can I get hold of you? I haven't seen you for so long. Where you been?
Beitar.
Shalom aleichem. Chaya meisim. Shechianu v'kimanu v'gianu. Lazman hazeh. And mamash was thinking about you last week and I thought, how can I get hold of you? I have to try. And then you know what happens. I think we're about where you left. We're in the same place.
The 10th time.
Well, anyway, so you have this Jew standing at the bus stop. You ask him, what are you doing? He says he's waiting for the flight to London, the LL flight to London. Is he really waiting for, if someone asks you what they're not doing, I think he's waiting for an airplane? No, he's not really waiting for an airplane. He's waiting for an airplane, not standing at the bus stop on Nachal Mo'or. He's talking nonsense with a bench to you. That's not how you wait for an aeroplane. What do you mean? I'm waiting for an aeroplane. You can't tell me it's not impossible an aeroplane will come. He's not waiting for an aeroplane. Come on, Kain Ben Yanainu. If we don't have a clear answer for ourselves, that you can't answer this question. Why are you zoiche that Mashiach should come for you? He didn't come for the Chofetz Chaim, etc., etc. Ain't Zephyr, say to Zephyr Mitis. Then you're waiting for an aeroplane at the bus stop. You have to know why it is that you could be zoiche to greet Mashiach, even though no one else has been able to do it yet. Hashayla ha'im yesh siba amitis. Is there really a reason? Proper emistic reason? She begin anachnu roim lebimis ha'shikr yoysam mikol ha'doyres ha'nu shayla chashuva ve'ikrenis ve'yoysa. The most fundamental question you can grapple with right now for yourself. Okay. All the outrage. Let's go.
Yeah, but...
And the Chofetz Chaim, did you think like that also?
Sure he did.
And he never came for the Chofetz Chaim, so what's he coming for? What's he going to come for me for? It's got nothing to do with us.
Okay.
You have to wait for it, though.
Yeah.
In the camp, you have to wait. But I don't have to be Zoicha. I don't have to bring Mashiach.
That's the biggest prayer.
Yeah, Shnei, one person at a time. That's my hands. I have to do what I have to do. Shulchan Aruch. I have to keep Shulchan Aruch. Mashiach comes, it comes, it doesn't come, it doesn't come. It's a lo kashu alai. No, no, that's for Shulchan Aruch. That's for Shulchan Aruch. Bechol yom shel yavo, ani mechakele, bechol shom yavo. That I have to do. About if you'll come or not, it's a lo kashu alai. Okay, good, good. Good. So Mashiach doesn't come because of anything to do with me. I just have to wait for Mashiach, and when Mashiach's ready, he'll come as a Koshuallah. Okay, good. Let's see.
Because good. Raya doesn't come for that kind of thing, because he didn't come for them.
That's not a Raya. They weren't Roy.
I don't know if they're not Roy. It wasn't the right time.
We know that we need Shriot for Mashiach to come. There are two ways, there's two ways Mashiach's going to come. Either going to come because we have the Shriot that he should come, or he's going to come because it's Kate Hayom. You don't want to wait for that. It's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be nice at all. That path. Two paths to Mashiach, the high road, the low road. We'll either do tshuva Baratzon, or we'll be forced to do tshuva.
Okay.
And it's going to make the Holocaust look like a walk in the park. So something does have to do with us chiyot to a certain extent, but I hear what you say, and we'll work with it. Mashiach won't come until the whole door does tshuva, so it does have something to do with me doing tshuva. Okay, so do tshuva. What's the problem? Tshuva is very easy. It's not hard. Let's see. I was once with Tetz. He was giving a shir on Mashiach in South Africa. Some of these Christian coming to shepherding. So they kept chappering and chappering. So he mentioned this, that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be terrible, suffering, and he described some of it. And then he said, I'll give you a blessing that you won't live to see it. And everyone said, oh, man. It was cool. I enjoyed that. Anyway. But Mataralev, huh? Yeah. He described it's going to be terrible and blah, blah, blah. They started giving him, you know, they were chippering the whole time. They were kibbutzing the whole time. They gave him a brocha, they should die. They were so happy because they didn't understand the brocha. We all said, Amen. Yo, okay. Okay, hold on to what you say. What you say sounds good. Is that it?
It is good.
Excellent. The material of his advarim, Reishis nagdir mahu tochna ha'amiti shel hatzapir le'gu'ula. Your question, brother. What exactly is this genuine, what does it mean, tzapir le'gu'ula, waiting for gu'ula? Lo titokan tzapir amitis le'gu'ula, kolo yudi einu ma'amin ki hu yeze ashe yizke l'chush es kirvas elokim ha'otzuma ashe yeveis ha'i. Let's just unravel this a little bit. It's not possible, genuine, waiting for Geula, as long as a Jew doesn't have imuni, doesn't believe. He is this one, asher yizke lechush, that he'll able to feel real, is kirvas elokim ha'otzuma, the awesome closeness to Hashem, ashiyet yev eisahi. That will be then when Mashiach comes. You first have to believe that you'll be able to have shaykhs to the enormous kirvas elokim that will be when Mashiach comes. You have to really believe that it's shaykh. Mi shayni mechakeh lebiyas Mashiach, harayu kaifa be'emunas kedushas Yisrael. Where's the kfira if he's not really waiting for Mashiach? Is the imuna in the kedusha of Klal Yisrael? When imam in kuatzmu miyad legedoyles nitzayres, he doesn't believe that himself is shaykh to reach great, great, unbelievable levels. Leo is kalosos shel hakadosh baruch hu. To have this private, intimate, personal cheder yichud with hakadosh baruch hu. Ladam zeh toiv b'matzav hanochachi. His life is quite okay. He has his peckle of problems, like everybody, some bigger, some smaller. If Hashem would just take care of our problems, I'll be happy. Everything would be fine. Write up a list of all the things you want Hashem to fix for you, and I'll carry on. Everything will be fine. That's how most of us look at our lives. Look at your davening in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. I'm davening for Hashem to take care of the problems I have so I can get back to living my life the way I want to live it. Amnam yesh lo po v'sham tzoros katanos v'gadoilos. Ach v'ifim kalli l'dayta, atoya matzav daytov. The matzav's pretty good. His yearnings and aspirations are not that big. He's okay, he could do with a bit more money, he could do with a bit more refuah, do more nachas, a bit more shalom bayis, a bit, you know, the kids being a bit better. Everybody would solve all these problems, take the magic wand and make all your problems go away. His spiritual level is not that troublesome. Yeah, he could fix up a few things. Yom Kippur's coming soon. We'll deal with, get a bit of a chizuk. We'll do chizukim in our ruch. He's lacking the she'ifa to be an evet neman l'Hashem. The roots the fun of kususim bana eitza amayim. Sorry, but say amayim. Hashem she rotsu the fun of avoseinu kadoshim. Like our ancestors ran in front of Hashem. Kuchosa gaguim v'kisufim le'yimem atayimim v'em beis amigdash omod l'altiloy. V'shchinas azeinu ha'yisa mitgale lanu b'kol tifar toy. He's lacking the yearning, the pining. Can't eat because he's so yearning and waiting that Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And he'll be Gilus Shechina. In that, making himself small, his Kaifa B'maisa Yisod B'Emunah Kedushas Yisod B'Kedushas Torah. His Kaifa is denying the enormous Kedusha that he has and that the Torah has and can give him. To be continued. Now that we beat ourselves up a little bit, let's have a look at this clearer tomorrow.